So there you are, and here I stand. As far as I remember, you weren't half bad.
I couldn't do it in rhythm to the song.
It's fine. It's what you get.
So you're so cold, pretty down. Yes, not so bad, is it? So take your cold, cold heart and drown.
I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
To take deep breath.
Yeah.
Don't forget to kill yourself.
That song popped into my head when I went to a bar, and I, instead of paying $10 for a drink, I paid $8.75 for drinks. And I was like, that's a fun song.
That's a $1.25 off, bud.
Yeah.
Hey.
Man, I was I felt like
that's a good deal.
I feel like, because I've been to that bar before a lot, and well, I mean, I usually just buy like shit beer, but they had a couple Founders beer, so I was like, you know, I was buying those, and I could have swore like the most I ever paid was like $7, because it's fucking K-Town, you know?
Not anymore.
Like, yeah, but I was like eight, yeah, then to put the change in there too was very silly.
That.
I mean, I need the quarters for laundry, but still. Yeah. You know what I say to that?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to
realize it was the 30-second one.
Well, no, that deal makes me squeal.
$8.75, more like...
I'm hurt. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, pretty much. My wallet. Yeah.
Oh, hello and welcome everybody to another Hot Rodulus.
Oh my god,
Ulis episode.
I like it.
Of How Sadness the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one.
Yep.
The only.
Give it to him.
The underwear faker.
It's me, Casey. I'm allergic to anything that isn't hot cock Stoddard.
Drop the screw in the tuna.
Allergic to anything that's not hot cock.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was just going through my notes, and that was in my phone, and I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Dunk.
You want to know what the other one was?
Mm-hmm.
It was Arctic Monkeys, more like Fart Dick Grumpies.
Hey, I like that, too.
Yeah, maybe I'll use it next week.
I don't know one of their, what's one of their songs?
I bet you look out on the dance floor.
Is
that them?
I don't know.
I always got them in Snow Patrol.
I could see that. I already did
of the
that.
Fucking,
just
if
when you
I
said
lay
it.
Here, that's Snow Patrol.
If I just lay here and jerk off, fart out my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know, because the fart dick junkies.
Fart dick grumpies.
Fart dick grumpies.
Yeah, real grumpy.
Are, you those. Know, farting out of their dicks, but then the Snow Patrol is singing about farting out of their dicks. So you get them confused easily.
Yeah.
It's a, you know what? It's an understandable. It's.
Oh.
You can, it's, you can make that mistake easily.
Oh my God.
You guys, I'm a relation.
Oh, I should have done that one. That one was so much harder. Yeah.
What?
This is a hot Rodulus.
Oh my God.
Ulis episode. Yeah. That one would have worked way better.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm a relatable comedian. I can't even talk, man. I'm falling apart.
That's the shit I do on stage all the time where I'm like, I'm like, oh yeah, let me shoot from the cuff. I'm a relatable fuck. I should just leave now, right? there's like no coming back from that.
I was doing a set the other night and was doing 6 minutes and
sixy.
And I was like, I was planning on doing a longer joke, then I was like, but like my first three jokes were like just kind of, it was kind of, I don't know, they were laughing a lot, so I wasn't like, I was like, oh, I don't have time to do it. But then like it was so weird, the guy was like, he was like, all he said was like, yeah, just don't bring notes on stage. Like he was like, he's like,
fuck off.
Yeah, so he's like, if I see you guys have notes, I'll cut you off. So we're like, okay. So I was like sitting there and I was like, oh shit, what else do I got? And then I launched into a longer joke, and like I like was maybe like 20 seconds in, and I switch two lines and I just go, it doesn't matter, I'm not gonna be able to get through that joke anyways, I'm a fucking idiot, and then just went into a different one. But yeah,
that's kind of what you got to do though.
Yeah, pretty much
point,
just like, oh yeah, I fucked up, yep,
I'm not gonna,
that's,
you can't
tell
save
long
it,
jokes,
you can't save it halfway through.
No
I mean, unless you're super animated.
Yeah,
if you're super animated, you can go like,
could be that YouTube guy.
Yeah.
Hi, way.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yell between my legs at my own butthole.
Yeah.
Hey, let me yell into my own ass.
Woo!
Yeah. Just yelling Ric Flair into my own Dick Taran.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
I wish Ace Ventura would have done that when he opened his ass in Ace Ventura and he just, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, man. So I talked about this a little bit on the last podcast, but I went to a Dodgers game recently.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Tony got some free ticks and invited me to go along, which is nice, you know?
Yeah.
Free tickets are especially nice for those because everything else is fucking super expensive.
Yeah.
We'll play the guessing game just real quick. I know it's shit. It's always dumb when people are like, hey, guess what I fucking did this weekend? And you're like, I don't know. Shot your brother. I don't care. Like, what did you do? Just guess. I'm going to give you two things to guess because it's the only two things I bought. But a draft of Bud Light.
Okay.
And a Dodger dog.
Okay.
And not a super Dodger dog.
What's a super? What's the
all
super?
Beef.
All beef? Okay. So the Bud Light, that probably cost.
Double the fuck, you pussy! Yeah!
It honestly will probably be double whatever you guess.
And the Dodger dog cost.
I'm going to fill you up.
It did fill me up.
That's what they did. Draft $12, dog $15.
Okay. No, the first one you were really close. Draft was $12.50.
$12.50.
And a dog was $6.50.
Yeah, why'd I go? I knew
two
that
dogs,
be,
though, we could say. Yeah, you doubled the fuck dragon on that one.
$12.50.
$7.50 for a super Dodger dog. Was so if you want all beef, super it up.
How many ounces are we talking? Just a cup?
Yeah, it's just a 12? Plastic cup. Yeah. 12, wow. Maybe 13 and a half.
Wow.
Just because they're trying to be weird. But I ate four Dodger dogs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's on a Dodger dog?
It's just nothing. You can put whatever you want, but all they have in the condiment section is relish, onions, ketchup, and mustard.
Okay.
So I put onions and mustard on three of them, and then I just fucking plain dogged one of them.
Ooh, look at this guy.
I regretted it.
Yeah.
I plain dogged them. I like to plain dog it sometimes, but after three dogs with onions, and the onions were cold, which kind of sucked.
Oh, I like that.
I wish they were warm. Because it threw me off a little bit. I don't know if maybe the onion's quality was just shitty.
Mm.
But Dodger dogs have a weird taste to them that's real good.
Yeah?
It's good. But you can get... They had actual adverts during the game for the gas station AMPM. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get two Dodger dogs for like $6.
At AMPM?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or it might have been even like three.
Damn, okay.
$3.
Yeah, I was going to say six is quite a bit for a... gas station dogs.
Well, two for six.
Yeah.
But, still, I think it was two for three even. But
a nickel.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sock with a hole in it.
Fucking meat tube.
Yeah.
But, it was good. I mean, so free tickets is nice because you end up spending, you know, I had four dogs and two beers.
Yeah.
And I ended up spending like close to $60 or whatever, $69.
Yeah.
And,
Just, yeah, that's, fuck that shit.
Yeah. It was fun, though. We were, you know, the seats are just so fucking close. Like, there was this guy behind us at one point. We went up to get more food, and we come back down, and, like, right when we sit down, this guy out of nowhere just goes, fuck! And just everyone, like, turned around, and he's just eyes in his phone. Yeah. And we both started laughing our asses off, and Tony started making jokes about DraftKings and how he must have lost some money, but I think he legitimately did. Like,
probably.
Because it was, like, right after a shitty pitch. And he just goes, fuck! And just, like, it was so good.
That's aggressive.
But it was fun. It was a lot of fun people watching.
Yeah.
Because there's just, the dumbest people exist, and you forget about it when you don't leave your home.
What part of town is that in? Is
that Echo? I think so.
Echo Park or downtown? Well,
it's over by Echo Park, yeah.
Okay.
We had to go through there.
Hmm.
Then we also saved money, though, because we parked in the neighborhood and then walked.
Oh, yeah.
Because parking's like $25-$30.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass to get out.
Oh, yeah.
But
we
won.
Yeah?
Yeah, against the Walgreens team. I forgot what their name is. It's the ones, the Nationals or something. They have a big W.
Oh, yeah, the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their logo,
they look
the
like
W,
the Walgreens?
Looks exactly
gotcha,
like
gotcha,
the Walgreens
yeah.
W. I don't know. That was always weird to me.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, we won 4-3. So it wasn't like a
baseball's
crazy
fucking
game.
Boring.
It is pretty boring.
Yeah.
It was fun to hang out, though. And I enjoy just getting those are fun things to just get out. Mm-hmm. And we were in a spot that was like not in the sun ever.
Yeah, that's.
Which was really nice.
That's always a big. I remember one time I went to a fucking Tigers game with Andrew and a couple of my buddies, and it was a really good game. Like the Tigers pitcher struck out like 15 guys. It was like something crazy, but it was so fucking hot, and we were sitting in the sun that like we were all just fucking miserable. Yeah. Like I was just like, yeah, like I can just feel myself getting sunburned, and like I'm wearing khaki, so I stand up and like, oh, my ass is just covered in sweat. Yeah, oh, this completely. Is great. Yeah.
I think I've talked about their bathrooms before too, and this time I knew better, and I just went in to the stall, sat and peed, and then wiped my sweaty ass.
Yep.
You know, no doo-doo, just all sweaty, sweaty boy.
Just shoo-shoo.
Shoo-shoo. Yeah, just shoo-shoo away this sweat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. Tony and I both had fun, and then on the way back, he was all geared up. We were pulled up next to these two girls, and then we found out apparently a guy in the back seat. And he's just like going off like, yeah, baby, it's time to go. Let's race. You want to race me, baby? Let's go. And I thought they were in the turn lane. So I was like, oh, cool. We won't have to see them again. And they were not.
Yeah.
And so like for a good mile, we were just next to these people. And he would just gun it in this. He has one of those little like cars, but the Fiats or whatever.
Ones, yeah.
And so he would gun it and we'd be laughing. And the first time he did it, they were not like about it at all.
Wow.
And then we were at another light
Prudes.
That we pulled up like right as it went red.
Yeah.
And so we had the full time and he's just going the full like minute or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
just watching the crosswalk thing to see it count down. And like halfway through it goes to 15 and I'm like, fuck, these seconds can't go fast.
Yeah.
And he's just going. It's very funny. But I look over and they're laughing, which is nice. Finally. Yeah. But he's just like, yeah, it's time to go. Put the pedal to the metal. Like, just like going off. And then we zoom off. And it was pretty fun. Yeah. I enjoy it. I love hanging out with that dude. Some he's the best.
Street racing.
We got to have that crunch back on the podcast soon.
I see no finger paints you bring home and they suck.
I agree.
And I think I said that during the game at one point.
Yeah.
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 And then we were just the whole time, we're just.
Yeah.
But I think at one point I was talking because this dude sat next to me and he just sounded so dumb, but he was like trying to sound smart. I was talking to Tony and I was like, it's always funny because a lot of people think like when you're older, you just get wiser as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just stop learning shit or stop being good at things at a certain age. And this dude was definitely one. He did not know how to not stare. He was like the biggest starer. And he did the V leg where he spread his legs.
Oh, man spreading.
Yeah, he just man. Yeah. He
That's was a thing.
Hellman's man spreading. Yeah. And he was spreading his miracle whip just all over me.
Interesting.
And his leg was against me the whole time. And so when we got up to get snacks the second time, I was like, yo, there's nobody sitting next to you like for two seats. Let's scoot down one. And he looked so offended when I sat a chair away from him.
Fuck off, man.
And Tony's like, that dude just gave you the dirtiest look. And I was like, fuck you. Like, you would have done this. You should be happy. And then afterwards, he's like putting his leg up and he's like spreading
this
even
is
farther.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, take it easy, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
There's like these two girls and their boyfriends two rows in front of us. And he was staring like crazy at them.
Oh, yeah.
Like so much. At one point, I turned to Tony and I'm like, dude, this boy is just going at these two. And then Tony looks up like past me and he goes, dude, no, he's not. He's staring right at you right now. I was like, what?
He's
like,
going at you.
Yeah, he's like, he's staring so hard at you. This boy's ready for any action. And I was like, oh, no. What? And then I turn over to him and he's like doing this. Whole thing like pointing at his arm to his buddy, and I'm like, maybe he was staring at my tattoos. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was.
I'm gonna
weird.
Come right there.
Yeah. I'm gonna
tell
come
that guy
right on
right
all there. Those moths on his
Give
arm.
Him baseball signs.
Yeah, yeah. He's the fucking third base coach.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
That's funny.
It was weird. So the Dodger dogs are also longer. They're like footlongs.
Oh, that's reasonable then.
Yeah, they're footlongs, but it's still not reasonable.
Yeah,
650. And Tony went all beef, and I was like, what are you doing? It's a hot dog, man. Like, what are you, extra dollars, save it. But so I ate like 4 feet of hot dogs
Jesus.
That day. And then like today I was shitting.
Jump rope with them.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. And today I was shitting, and I was like, I didn't even shit 4 feet today.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, isn't it? No, probably not. Not how the digestive system works, but no, I thought it'd be funny if you just shat
4 feet. Yeah. And then you farted a bun or something.
Yeah. I just queefed a bun out of my dick.
I mean, there's still some time. It takes some time.
That's a good point. It probably got Gotta keep them separated.
I've had better.
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of having better.
Yeah, have better.
Yeah. I got a, oh yeah, we got a drop. We got a drop for this now.
Yeah,
let's do it. Yeah, so here we go.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Wait. What does he say in Taxi Driver? Where he's like, are you trying to fuck me? I don't see anybody else here. You must be trying to fuck me. Where he's like in the mirror and he's like, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I was just trying to make it.
Yeah. I like that.
I got muscles. You trying to fuck me?
Yeah.
Huh? I don't see anybody else here. You must be trying to fuck me.
That's funny.
That'd be a good mix of him and Taxi Driver and Buffalo Bill.
He's
looking in the mirror with his dick tucked, and he's like, are you trying to fuck me?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody else here. I'd fuck me hard. I don't know.
I like that.
I put the 14-year-old Jodie Foster in a basket.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Is so she 14?
I don't know. She was real young in that movie.
Yeah. I don't think she was 14.
She was real fucking young. In Taxi Driver?
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
No. In Taxi Driver, she's like super fucking young.
Yeah. Well, you know what that means.
Speaking of... How is that on... Oh, you went the wrong way.
It was just on the same one as that. I just...
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I was like, how is that on her? How is that on our usual used...
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Yeah. Oh, should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. These both are really fucking terrible. This one especially.
Wait, real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Jodie Foster, she was 12.
What?
When she played a prostitute and Taxi Driver.
All right.
Woof.
That's some...
Yikes.
Real character actor shit.
You fat bitch!
You young bitch. Yeah. This first one, Captain Crunch, right?
Okay.
Yeah. He wouldn't fuck me. Not even if a captain munched his crunch berries.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oops, all berries. Oops.
Yeah. He just pulls his pants down. I only have balls.
Yeah.
All berries. Yeah.
Captain Crunch. Vloop. Oops. All berries. And you're like, oh,
fuck.
Really looking forward to sucking a dick tonight. Yeah.
I'm not a ball guy. You know me.
No. Oh, yeah. He was a fucking captain, though. So all semen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just... This ball's full. Come harder just because. Thank you. All right. This is a character in the show Magicians. The Magicians.
Yeah.
It's Margot Hanson.
Hmm.
Margot Hanson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if, are you going to the mall later?
Ooh.
Yeah. Margot Hanson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if we had just put our emotions back in and got real drunk. That's not funny. It's just a thing from the show.
Okay.
You should check it out.
I will.
Margot Hanson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was a regular ass centaur doctor with a big ass dick.
Yeah, big ass. Harry Potter cock.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
I don't know.
She wouldn't fuck, this one's just from the show again. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was actually a Margolem.
Hmm.
Which I didn't come up with. They did in the show.
Okay.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I made her rabbit disappear.
Oh.
So I just hid her vibrator from her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what
butt?
Do I fuck now? Yeah. And I'm like, it's in my butt. You got to fuck it out. It's in my butt. You got to get it.
You're a pervert.
Yep. I like it.
Margot Hanson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she had two eye patches.
Oh.
So even if she was blind,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't fuck me.
Well.
True.
I don't know. Yeah,
I got one more.
Yeah,
and this one's just from the show too. And I highly doubt anyone that listens to this watch the show. But Margot Hanson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I wasn't one of those sick fuck princes that likes to shoot girls with arrows.
Ooh,
that's it.
I got some liquid arrows.
Ooh, there you go.
Jerry, enjoy my wife. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Check it out. I enjoyed the show quite a bit.
I definitely got to watch it.
I will say the first two episodes, or the first one at least, was not real easy for me. Like, the rest of the show is so much better than the first episode presents itself to be.
Okay.
Because they don't really get into anything.
Yeah.
And there's some like cool stuff. Once you watch it all, you get to rewatch the first, and you're like, oh, okay. But get through like three or four episodes before you decide. It's hard because they're 4 hour long. They're 4 hour long episodes.
Yeah.
But check it out. I don't know.
I'll give it a shot. It's on my list.
Give it a shot.
Sci-fi has some good shows.
I like sci-fi stuff a lot.
Shit.
Sorry. I played a thing that I got to use later.
Oh.
You're loco, man.
It got real serious and I was not paying attention at all.
Sorry. I just went to press one and I was like,
God damn it.
No, shit. The whole fucking thing's on fire. Got him a fucking idiot.
I think you did this lady before.
Okay. Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
She wouldn't.
Kobe Smulders. The How I Met Your Mother bitch.
Colby?
Lady. Is it Colby?
Oh. I think it's Colby.
Sure, whatever. Colby, cheese.
Fuck you, dickhead.
I don't know.
I know.
I hate myself. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick and her were friends from college.
Ooh, okay.
She's in that show. And then...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about How I Met My Wife or whatever.
No.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. How I Met My Wife. Yeah.
My wife.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old... Slammin' Clammin'.
Ooh, okay.
She's in that movie, Slammin' Salmon.
Okay.
Classic.
I know from experience, dude.
Because I watched it.
Yeah. And obviously, the most obvious joke we've been fucking waiting for all motherfucking night.
Bend over and take it up the tailpipe!
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old... Jack Reacher 2, Never Go Back.
Oh, I didn't even think that's where you were going.
Oh, you didn't think that's what I was going for?
No, I should have known. She's in that one. Yeah.
I thought you
were going to say something about, like, not even if Colby smothered her with my jizz or something.
No,
like
I thought you had done it before because I thought you made that joke.
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had her as a wouldn't fuck me.
Oh, well.
That's bend over.
Yeah, have a great time.
All right. Okay. Last one here is another character. It's Ursula Utters from the movie A Dirty Shame with John Waters. Did you ever see that?
No, I was going to say that is not Ursula's last name for the Little Mermaid.
No. It should have been. But it's from a movie that John Waters directed, wrote and directed called A Dirty Shame. Her name's Caprice in it, but her stage name is Ursula Utters, and she has enormous jugs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's just... That's the whole point of the entire thing, is that she's got...
Mama!
Huge. I'm looking for the one, if you could grab it for me. It's going to be in blue, because we hit it twice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs.
But Ursula Utters, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a motorboat.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Woody has definitely seen that movie.
I have not.
I don't know if anybody else has, but the joke would make sense if you have.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture right now.
You ever see some big, fat, sloppy tits?
Well, they're like ridiculous.
I'll see you later, dickhead!
They're like ridiculous.
Yeah, that's... Oh, is that Selma Blair?
Yeah, it's Selma Blair.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The whole movie is pretty funny.
I thought it was like actual real tits.
No, they're fake as shit. Absolutely. They're not even like fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
They're like cartoon.
Yeah. They're crazy, but it's very John Waters-esque.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Johnny Knoxville is in it. It's like a weird...
It seems like it's pretty new then.
No? It was like in 2007, 2006, something like that.
Yeah, the only one I could... I saw Pink Flamingos, but that's an old ass
one. I don't think I saw that one. Yeah.
It's an old... That's a huge bitch.
I will suck your dick.
The animal.
I will suck your fucking dick.
That's what it's from.
That's a huge bitch.
Is that not the biggest ass you've ever seen? Dr. Doolittle, also animals involved. All right, you guys, on that note, on that hilarious note, we got a couple of jokes.
Keep the hilarity going.
Keep that tap on.
Yeah, pick yourself up off the floor. I don't
so
know.
So we can spread some more.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
These joke are, of the gay.
Yeah.
Or Notepad Rejects.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pre-Notepad Rejects, even though they're already
pretty yeah, these much there. Are all just straight trash. I don't like any of these.
I got kind of a long one. That was like a stream of consciousness. I don't know if I don't think I've said it on here before.
Oh, I just thought of this.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to. Whatever.
Okay.
It's just a quick thing. It's something about like instead of like every girl now is like calling herself a witch.
Mm.
Like you're not really a witch. You're just boring and you collect rocks.
Okay. I like that.
Like I don't know.
I like that.
You're in a yeah. You're I don't know.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look. Let me see what I wrote down on my phone.
Okay.
Because that one just popped in my head.
Well, because I remember like kids that collected rocks were never cool.
Yeah, they're fucking nerds.
Yeah. And so it's just like the cool way of collecting rocks.
Yeah, you're a boring rock collector. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's all. That's all. Something you I got go nothing. With that. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Probably not.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
Yeah. Did you want to hear the one I was gonna read? Because
sure.
It's fucking great. Picasso had a lot of abstract farts during his blue cheese period. Yeah. Yep. Highbrow.
Kentucky Gold.
Kentucky Gold. Yeah. That's all I got.
I spent a day in the river, in the creek, sifting that one out.
Yeah, that was a thing I wrote down.
I like it.
I'm never like... Never gonna say either of those on stage.
This one's not any better, but it's like a weird stream of consciousness kind of thing. Not even stream of consciousness, but I'm just gonna read it how I wrote it, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. But it's like, all right, it's hard. It's hard when girls flatter you during sex, and I don't mean like when they say like nice things or when they fake an orgasm, but when they like when they fuck you like your dick is bigger than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
They're on top and you're like, if you jump any higher, you're going to break my dick, like my little brother's wrist. I don't trust them. I don't trust that, that a woman can pay attention enough and be selfless enough during the height of passion to not fly a little too close to the sun and then break my dick in two on her fall from the heavens. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be in the hospital ever and have to like thank some girl for snapping my dick like a twiglet. And, you know, I'm in the hospital and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I broke your dick in half. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm flattered because it meant you thought my dick was bigger than it actually was. Like you went high enough that if my dick was a couple inches longer, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the thought, but it's not. And,
At least you made a wish. Right. Broke it like a wishbone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is it? Oh, the other shit is just dumb. Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
I like it.
Like, you know, there's, I don't know. I have a hard time of like taking my mind out of things when I'm having sex. And so like if a girl's on top and she's like going for it, there's times I want to be like, hey, don't like, you're going a little too high. Yeah. Like I'm legitimately worried about like,
let's put the bumpers up.
Yeah. Because like if you're having sex from behind and I pull out too far. Yeah. Shame on me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's shame on me. Mm-hmm. And I end up usually just like jamming into the side. And it usually hurts me more. There's like a couple of times where I'm like, oh, is that, did I accidentally poke your butthole or something, you know, like that. But it's like, no, they're usually like, oh, are you okay? But like when they're on top, it gets hot and heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and you know.
Heavy.
Maybe. I don't know. There's times where I'm just like, I'm watching what's happening, not because, well, because I'm enjoying it, of course, but I'm also like, hey, don't like kind of trying to grab by the hips and be like, don't go past that zone because you will break my dick in half.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to write a joke about that because I thought it'd be, it's just a very funny thing to me to be like, you know, if that happened, you'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks that this happened, that you did this, but at the same time, you did it because you thought I had a bigger dick.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think it'd be funny if you, like if you did, like, what's going through your head, but also, like, what's going through her head? Like,
yeah.
I got to get past this dick to get onto the bigger one or something like that.
Or being like, I don't feel the head yet.
Yeah.
Or so you're like, maybe I just don't have a very feelable head on my dick. And so it just feels like more shaft. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, there's plenty more room where that came from.
There's more dick where that came from.
Exactly. And instead, they just come up and my dick's like, oh, I'm free. And then just fucking crunch.
Ow, I'm hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's a gay
boy. Oh, my neck. That's what my back. My neck and my back.
No, this is the one.
You bitch.
Oh, no, it's not. Shit. Whatever. It's on the other page, I think.
That's okay.
No, it's not. I thought we were on the second page. It's like right here, right?
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Yeah. I don't know. Dumb joke. I just thought it was funny. Come harder just because. Yeah.
Oh, I'm hurt.
There it is.
Yeah.
But,
oh, she squirt.
I just thought it was funny because it's also one of those things of being like, you know, you talk to some people. A lot of people don't like to talk about their insecurities and anxieties during sex, but like, I've legit been having sex and having a really, really good time.
Yeah.
But then also noticing that, like, while we're having sex, my bed is like scooting closer towards this drink that's on an end table.
Yeah, yeah.
And me being like, I'm going to have to clean that up later. Maybe I'm going to stop fucking so hard right now.
Yeah. I don't want to spill on my electronics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I just bought that used couch on Craigslist, but still, I don't want to have to clean it.
Yeah.
Just weird shit that, you know, I can't check myself out fully.
I hear you, sister.
But yeah, so that's it, you guys. That's
we did it again.
That's all she scrote with the joke of the gay. So we're gonna take a quick 60-second break with the Education Connection.
Oh yeah.
Trying to chill, but it's hard to kick back when you can't pay your bills. Needed skills, a degree, but it was aggravating. To find a school was harder than online dating. It was time to take a step in a new direction. That's when I found Education Connection.
Education Connection, get a match for free. Education Connection, get a match for free.
They helped me find a school that was perfect for me. It was fast, it was easy, and they did it for free. They even found a program I could take online whenever I wanted. The choice was mine. There was business, healthcare, education, and more. You'll have more options than ever before. Education Connection, check out the site. They're gonna help you find the school that's right.
Education Connection, get a match for free. Education Connection. Yeah,
that's
for free.
They should use that song and remix it in sex ed classes.
Yeah?
Erection Connection. Ooh. Get a match for free. What was that?
Conjunction. What's your function? Yeah. Hooking up pussy and dick. Hooking up pussy to dick and balls.
I like that a lot.
Conjunction.
I like if you had a dating site called Conjunction.
Yeah.
And it was just hooking up pussy dicks. It's like, oh, you mean
hooking up pussies with dick and balls. Scrumption Junction. That's the new Tinder. Way better than Tinder.
Hooking up pussy with dick and balls. All right, you guys.
Crushing it as always. I didn't mean to yell. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We found a couple more recordings from some of our previous podcast endeavors.
The latter days.
Latter-day taints.
Yeah.
And we...
going the wrong way. I want to share them with you. Going the wrong fucking way.
This is where you're going to need right there, though.
Oh.
When you need it, right here.
Okay.
So let me know.
Yeah.
You got to get in line behind, what about five almost?
I wonder if you put that on there.
I had to while I was putting new stuff on.
That was wrong. I'm so sorry. You got to get in line behind, what about five almost?
The fucking Lucille laughing is her so face, fucking good.
She just points at him like, yeah. No, he's just, and then she covers her mouth with her fucking,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Even that fat one.
I feel like we could pepper that in sometime where it's like,
you want to play Eve. You got
to
get.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I really just wanted to get a hot dog at the Dodgers game, but.
You got to get in line behind, what about five almost?
All right.
Why is it funny? I know the punchline.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's still funny.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so dumb.
Oh, Henry Winkler. Yeah. The Stinkler himself.
I was trying to have sex with Henry Winkler the other night, but
you got to get in line behind. What about five homos?
It's not funny. It's not funny. I'm putting my dick in the sand.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Those are balls.
Those are balls.
Bad baby.
All right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we found some tapes or something. And yeah.
Some old podcast ventures.
Yeah.
Other podcasts.
I got to tell you, I got pretty upset with this one tape we drudged up. I was pretty psyched about this show, but me and the co-host, we just creative differences, I guess you could say. We just butted heads a lot because I felt like I would show up and he was never prepared to do anything.
Okay.
You just
Beavis and butt heads?
Yeah. Sure. What?
No. It was a really dumb joke.
Oh.
Beavis and butthead. You guys Beavis and buttheads?
Oh, I got it. I was like, wait. I was like, wait, they both just kind of sat on the couch and don't do anything. No. That's what I was going a little too. I didn't go to wordplay. I went to... ass.
You went shut to the actual up. Sound
shut
of your voice.
Shut up! Shut up!
I hear it.
Yeah, that was what I'm trying to say to myself. But yeah, me and this guy, we just couldn't hack it, and it was unfortunate because I was really psyched about it. But
buddy couldn't hack it.
Yeah, buddy, whack it. All right. Yeah, should we play it? Okay.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Morning Radio. Yeah, that's right. It's me, your co-host, one of the co-hosts, Casey Stoddard. And with me, as always, is my boy, Radio. Radio, how are you doing today, buddy? How are you doing?
Where my pie?
Hey, dude, really? Again? I told you, you have to eat breakfast before you come here. Like, this is like the fourth fucking time you've done this shit, dude. Like, come on. First thing in the morning, you wake up, you eat, then you go and do some fucking radio, right? Come on. Are you ready? Do you have anything to say at all?
Where my pie? All
right, I'm fucking done with this shit. All right.
It's hard. Morning radio with radio.
Yeah.
You would think he'd be better, but he wasn't named Radio because he's good on the radio.
No.
He's, you know.
Yeah. Should have been morning fucking asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, you ask him, you're like, are you unprepared or are you not ready? And he's like,
both.
Both.
That sounded real weird.
Both.
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 Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, we just couldn't hack it. It was unfortunate because you heard the obvious chemistry.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've heard, what's weird is I heard you guys talking before it went on air, before the light went on.
Yeah.
And, then he just like that. He just freezes up.
Yeah,
I guess
like, I can't do anything without. Like, I got to eat pie before I can tie my shoes.
Yeah, well, it's like he can't perform without pie.
Yeah.
But he can talk to us like normal human beings.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to feed that third chromosome.
Yeah,
somehow. Yeah, I'm sorry for that one because I was really excited about it.
Yeah, I thought it was my big break, and he fucked me.
Yeah, it wasn't your big break. It was your big wake up call. You know.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, man. Yeah. Yep, so let's just move on. I'm still bitter. I'm still bitter.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we'll get past it.
I know, but I got to grow up.
I'm. You know what? One step closer is the fact...
And I'm about to break!
...that you... I was just gonna say, is the fact that you shared it with us. Yeah. So, you know, that's getting over it in its own way. I had a... I had a podcast venture that didn't really work out very well because... It was before video was cheap enough to go out and shoot, you know, with people.
Okay.
So I was trying to do like pranks, but it was all audio.
Oh, okay.
It was before it was easier to download video too, or YouTube existed.
Yeah.
And I had this show called Soiler Alert.
Ooh.
And I would just go and go to certain places, and I would just piss myself or shit my pants.
I like that. Yeah.
And so I'll play a quick clip from that.
All right. Let's hear it.
Whoa! I just pissed myself! And that's it. I mean, I didn't buy good enough mics that you could pick up anybody else's, like, you know, talking around me, which was also my fault as well. But yeah, it was just a lot of soiled underpants.
Yeah.
Wait, for hold no on. Payoff.
Play it again. I thought I heard something when you said that.
Okay.
Do it again. Here for it one goes. Sec. Yeah.
It goes. All right. Let me hit play. Whoa! I just pissed myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was a different episode. That was one though.
Yeah.
And it got real heated right afterwards. Oh, so, yeah. Because I was like, no, it's not because I'm black. What are you talking about? And,
hell no.
And he was like,
I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm pissing my slacks. Do you mind?
Yeah. My neck. My slacks. Wait. My neck, my back, my... Yeah, whatever. You get
no,
it.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm juicing out my slacks.
Yeah.
And yeah,
so
it was
piss it now, piss it good.
Piss down your leg just like you should. So yeah, it didn't really pan out the way that it should have.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
You know, you got to try you got to wade through the shit to find the gold.
Exactly.
People say that all the time. Yeah. And I don't know who's shitting Dookie and gold, but
yeah.
I've been sifting through my own shit for a while now.
Yeah.
I don't find anything.
Nope.
Closest thing to gold is corn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kentucky gold.
Kentucky gold.
That's not corn.
No.
That's chicken.
Is it?
Some chicken, I think.
Sure. Kentucky I'll gold. Buy it. I don't know.
But, yeah, so that's that one. That, yeah. I mean, that one died for a reason, so.
Yeah. It's okay, man.
Yeah. But you got another one? Another quick one?
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, I mean... You guys all know it. You love it. I had a great podcast called Like a Rock.
Mm, I do. I fucking love that.
Yeah. And I tried to have a spinoff, mm-hmm. but it did not go well. It was called Like a Doc.
Okay.
Where I would tell you how things were similar to docs.
You saw how one did so well.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Let me make some more bank. Let's do it again.
Yeah. So I'm going to play you... The episode where it really went downhill.
That's when you were doing a lot of cocaine with mm-hmm. Tim Allen and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember.
Where's my rock? Where's my rock?
I remember this.
Tim. Why'd I say that?
Just trying to find your rock bottom.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy.
Good save.
On this episode of Like a Doc, I'm going to tell you how Ted Bundy is similar to a doc.
Okay.
Ted Bundy is similar to a doc in that they're both innocent. Really? Look at them.
Hey.
Two very cute.
Brown men.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, depends on the stain you use. But yeah, both like to tie things up. Yeah. Yeah. Big fan of ropes, those two. Yeah. They've killed people, allegedly. I don't know. I've never seen it with my own two eyes, but yeah. You know, both have been found around bodies of water, faking an injury to lure people into their cars, you know, just to be like, hey, come sit on my dock, or hey, get in my car so I can murder you. You choose your own adventure. Ted Bundy and Docs are both gay. They both fingered a lot of women. You can sit on both. You can sit on them. They're comfortable. I mean, speaking of comfortable, I mean, I have this dock. All right, I screwed up a little bit. I got a little overzealous and I bought me, you know, the wife and kids. I bought this really nice cabin up on fucking Houghton Lake, and you know, we got this dock and we're not using it, and it just feels wasteful. Like someone could just take it off my hands, that'd be great. It's like it's real pristine, you know. It's just wooden. It's like 40 feet long. Great dock. If you want it, get at me. Cut. You know what's up, doc? It's a dock. Get fucking come please buy it. Please, will someone just buy this dock so I can save my family? You know how much money I invested into this? I didn't know wood was that expensive. When you put wood in water, it rots. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that because I didn't have a father growing up to teach me things. But yeah, so also Volkswagen Beetles, you know, he drove a Beetle and water Beetles, you know, water meats. And you know, Zac Efron has played both Ted Bundy and Docs in a movie, and you're like, why would anybody cast Zac Efron to play Ted Bundy in a movie? I can see the Doc thing, same amount of range and emotional, you know, ineptitude, not ineptitude, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, fucking come on. Like, okay. So this dock I got, right? Real nice dock. I'm sitting on the dock by the bay, and it's fucking just the best dock I've ever had. And please just take this fucking burden off of me so I can get back to fingering my wife, because I got these splinters in my hand from the dock, and she won't let me get in there anymore. And it's really hurting the family. But yeah, please take me or take the dock. So yeah,
it was one with like a rock. You didn't ever really get real personal with anything.
Yeah,
and I mean Coke and whiskey will do that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people make whiskey Cokes as mm-hmm. a mix. And it's liquor and pop or soda, but you were mixing whiskey and cocaine, and that's not the right way to do it.
No,
and so I understand how you did wrong in that. Mm-hmm. I mean it had potential.
Yeah.
But it was just cookie cutter, you know.
Yeah.
You made all your cookies without mm-hmm. flour and just Coke.
Yeah. Sounded like I was just more concerned about selling some real estate.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass!
You did yell that a lot.
Yeah. I was like, hey, if you want to buy this dock.
You got to get in line behind, what about five almost?
I wish. I mean, there was no homos to buy that dock. It's still,
there was a lot of homeowners though that wanted a dock for their place.
Yeah.
And you gotta get in line behind what about five homeowners.
Yeah
That was wrong. I'm so sorry.
I think that could be said for the entire like a dock series. You know, how many did you get through? You only did like two, right? And they cut you off pretty quick. I don't mean to upset you.
I thought I recorded six.
Mm.
Technically, I recorded two on tape. The rest are just in the ether.
Okay. He put air quotes.
I also got hooked
on
ether.
Oh.
I just put on a mask and was just talking into it. And
That was another mistake.
Yeah, can't fight the queefer.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
Ether Sutherland?
I don't know. I haven't recovered from last episode, and I still do not feel great.
That's right. He's still on the ether, you guys.
He in X Games mode.
Oh my god, he on X Games mode.
I feel like fucking trash. I'm getting lightheaded.
You're good, man. It's a hard thing to go through. Is hearing some of your old failures, you know?
Yeah,
just and living through that
your
whole
face
life,
and
you know?
My wife.
Yeah.
We get.
You guys were going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I got one here. That I tried to do. I just saw how well Books on Tape were doing.
Yeah.
I thought I had a decent enough voice for Books on Tape, but I wanted to switch it up a little bit. And mm-hmm. so I wanted to do a book on tape, but I called it Rear-Ended.
Okay.
And I would just read books backwards.
Oh, interesting.
Rear words. Which also I just found out that's an actual word.
Rear word?
Rear words.
That's hard for me to say.
It's hard to
rear
say.
Rear
Rear words.
Rear words.
Backwards, but rear words. It's an actual word, okay. And it just means the same thing. It's just
really?
Way harder to say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Rear words.
I like that.
So I would just read an entire book backwards.
Yeah.
So I'll just play. I'm just going to play a quick snippet.
Yeah, give us a chapter.
From one of them. And a lot of people got upset with this because it like.
Spoilers.
Yeah, some of them were like,
grow
it
up.
Ruined the book for me, and I was like, what? Because I went end first, and they were like, no, because it made absolutely no sense.
Whatever.
Rear words, and I was like, who says rear words?
Yeah, exactly.
But here's a quick snippet. Let me hit play real quick. It goes. Said Ben, story a tell could he, wisdom his foreknown, granddad, old yore, chicken. A of brain, the have criminals, 10 of, out 9, said Carl. He isn't stupid, really. Is man that? Said she. Type victim, a not I'm. Started? Got, even. We before through, were I and you, like, looked it if. Would've, you think you. Him, shoot, to have, wouldn't I so. Table, the on, it laid, and... Sour sig, her holding bag, the of, out came hand Denise's. Sake, your, for leave to him told you, said Ben. mean you did what? Slam, door, front, the herd, they until moved, then of one neither. 45, colt, big, his without walked, and trip, my wasn't one this, say, two again, Denise, at looked, he, don't, it sometimes, and, head his shaking, works, it sometimes, said Hazen, him moved to seemed it and, please, sake my four, said in moment a pause she, can you while here of out get, Hazen, on go, him saying tone, her soften she and, cool, then tired, more looking, her on eyes sleepy, his put Hazen, go, him let, time of out running he's, said Denise, no. That's all I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to ruin the book the way that I used to.
Yeah.
But that was from an Elmore Leonard short, Fire in the Hole.
Hole in the Fire?
Hole in the Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Hole the In Fire.
By Leonard Elmore?
By Leonard Elmore. He was a bestseller Times York New.
Wow.
And
prestigious.
Yeah, he got a pretty good quote on the front of his book from Review Book Times York New, and they said, writers entertaining and gifted most, hour of one from work, notch top, flawless.
Interesting.
So
I will say, when I was listening to it, I felt like I was having a stroke.
Yeah.
Because I was jerking off because it made me rock hard.
Ooh, thank you.
Give me all those tapes, please.
Shoot. Fucking shoot. Yeah.
Shoot. I'm.
Shoot gonna I'm.
Yeah.
Shoot gonna I'm.
I didn't think you heard it. It was fine.
No, I got you.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you?
To do what your dick tells you? That's what you're jerking off. You can't come. You're like, what's the matter, boy? You too stupid to do what your fucking dick tells
your dick
you.
Tells you.
Yeah, or I don't know. Hand tells you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. I mean,
Dava tells you.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, he's still funny as shit.
I will say it was extremely difficult to. It was like 3 months of training for me to even read a book backwards.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got a couple of awards for it.
Mm-hmm.
I got this one where they were like,
my neck and my back.
And I was like, ooh. I don't understand what that is. And then I tried to think of it backwards, and I was like, that makes sense. And then this other review, very, very prestigious news magazine said.
Yeah? Ooh, Pure Michigan, eh?
Yeah. Well, it was Michigan Pure.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And so I'm going to stop doing this bit now.
Guys, sounds like he's from Zoo Cal. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, doing one word.
I'm already like.
Doing one word.
I already think I'm a little dyslexic. And like, I can't do it. Yeah.
It's very hard to read backwards. It like, is. It fucks you up.
Yep.
But
kid can't even read backwards good.
I did 69 books backwards, you guys.
Ooh-wee.
So you might hear another one in the future.
In the what?
In the future.
Yeah, I like that.
Sorry.
No, I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah. But
who's your favorite rapper?
Future. Future. Oh my God. Look who it is. It's Future. Future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hears you, he goes, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. It's like it's the substitute teacher calling names.
Craig.
Yeah. Wait, did you say Craig?
Yeah, I was just trying to think of like a one syllable name.
Craig.
Craig. He's like, here.
That's that'd be so fucking good. Substitute shows up and he's like, all right, here's the deal. I'm gonna call roll.
Yeah.
Most people call it roll call.
We're gonna do rock and roll call.
Yeah, but now it's rock and roll.
90s rock and roll call. Janet.
Not here.
Oh.
Present.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Whoa. She stayed homesick today.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Kevin lit your light shine.
Kevin got the AIDS last week.
I like that. Kevin, put your shirt down now.
Oh, rock and roll call is so good. All right, y'all, we're gonna do a little rock and roll call, and you gotta come back just as hard as I come at you. Craig.
That would be a fun sketch.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it could only last for like 30 seconds though, because it would get old so fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm fine with it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Give me a reason. Give me a. I don't know what.
I don't know any of the other lyrics. Show me what you've been. Life is there. Kevin, put your shirt down now.
Yeah. Whoa. Kevin, put your shirt down now. Whoa. You guys are a bunch of fucking clowns. I don't know.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, we just, that's our billion idea, dollar idea, so fuck all you homos.
Fart tank.
You want to get in this...
It's not that dude word. Is gay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, you were going to do the...
You want to audition for this short? You better...
You got to get in line behind, what about five homos?
I'm sorry, you guys. You're going to have to hear that for the next, like, four or five episodes.
I sent that to a couple of people this weekend. Again. They did not find it as funny as we have been finding it.
Oh,
funny.
My God. It cracks me up.
Yeah.
It's like,
doesn't that bum you out?
Buster oh, yeah.
I was hanging with a friend this week, and I was really high, and I was like, dude, I've been dying at this whole this video this whole weekend. And I showed them. They're like, I mean, it's funny, but, like, it's not like you're dying. I'm like, yeah, no, it's really funny. I was like, no, but like watch Lucille. She's like laughing. And they're like, it's funny, but it's not as funny as you think it is. And I was like, God damn it.
That's not true. I'll say okay. I've done that before, and it used to make me feel like a little anxious. And I'm like, fuck, is it not as funny? But now I'm like, well, I think it's awesome that you don't think it's as funny. Cause now it's like even more of like a fucking thing. Like,
yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. So I'll laugh.
I fucking love it.
Yeah. Cause I fuck it.
Hey, do you think we should buy Fast Pass or just get the regular ticket at Six Flags here? And it's like, so Fast Pass, it brings us right to the front of the line, right? But what happens if I buy the regular ticket?
That was wrong.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, God damn it. Well, what happens if I buy What happens if I buy the regular ticket though?
You got to get in line behind, what about five homos?
Yeah. It's
damn
great.
It.
It's
yeah.
great that I fucked that up.
It's okay. It's okay, buddy.
All right. All right. I got two more long boys for other podcasts.
Let's hear them, buddy. I'm tapped out.
You're tapped out?
Yeah.
That's good. That's fine.
I just got really upset by the ones I found, and I just couldn't.
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay, so I got one here.
Got the cold sweats.
I got one here that... We kind of played it once, but I don't know how many people actually listened to this clip because we played it for you guys during April, and we weren't trying to fool you or anything.
Yeah, just a trick.
But I wasn't sure who listened to it. So I did a I did a podcast with this guy that I met. Mm-hmm. I hired him to fix our sink once.
Yeah,
you remember this guy?
Yeah,
yeah. You remember this guy?
Oh, boy.
I hired him to fix the sink once, and he came over, and we were both at work.
Yeah.
And then we both came home, and the sink was not only more backed up, it was more backed up than it was before.
Smelled weird.
And it smelled weird. And as soon as I turned the faucet on, all that came out was pears.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just filled. The whole entire sink was filled with pears already.
Yeah.
I called the guy, and I was like, hey, man, what's the fucking deal? I thought you were a repairman. And he's like, How'd you find me? It wasn't in the classifieds then, right? And I was like, no, it was word of mouth.
Yeah.
Like someone told me, I know this great repair man.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah, it was ass to mouth. And I was sucking some guy's ass. And he was like, hey, speaking of leakage, if you ever have that, call this repair man I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oddly enough, this dude actually, the ass that I was sucking, he had a pear in it.
Ooh.
I should have known better than that. But
that's product placement.
Yeah,
subliminal advertising.
He shit the pear out into my mouth, and it had the guy's information on it.
Wow, that's a business card for you.
Yeah, I just thought it was a weird business cardinal sin.
Ooh, I like that.
And, but I called the guy and I was like, "Hey, we need our sink fixed," and it didn't work out. And it turns out he's not a repair man; he's a repair man. Pear.
Ooh, interesting.
Big fan of the fruit pears, and so. I don't know. I thought he was a great dude, though. He came over and he was in charge of us.
I paid him in pairs,
yeah,
which was easy because there was already a ton in the sink.
Yeah.
So really, yeah, he did it for free.
Yeah.
He lost money on that deal.
I mean, he lost money, but gained pairs. And that's, you know, I've never seen
he didn't even
happier.
Gain pairs, though, because he just took back his own.
Yeah, exactly.
I gave him a couple of cans of pairs, though. I did give him that. But,
interesting.
But, yeah, so I was like, dude, I got all this audio equipment. Let's let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
And so we set something up where he would take callers who would ask questions. The problem is no one that called in read how we spelled repair, so the same kind of thing happens. So the setup's enough. You guys will get it. Here's just a quick clip of like two questions he got in one of the podcasts. Well, in one of the shows, I guess. It was him, his PA, pair assistant, and then people would call in or write letters. So here we go. We're going to start with this. So it's like, so what do you,
Hey, repairman.
Yeah. Let's get to the next question.
Hey, repairman, what's a fun thing to sniff?
Oh, is that that's a question from somebody?
Yeah. It's a question from, Evan in, Hawaii. He said, Mr. Repairman, what's a fun thing to sniff?
All right. Well, I mean, obvious answer is pears. Fresh pears is good. Okay. If you get a fresh pear, you take a sniff, and you don't like what you smell, you can cut it open a little bit. You get a little more scent to it. But you can do canned pears. You can do pears in a shoe. Pears in a pair of shoes.
Ooh.
You know, you can do it all. They all have a pleasantly pungent scent. But, you know, some people, I don't know, some people are looking for a little something different. And I don't know, have you ever tried a pair of panties? You ever tried sniffing those? I mean, you can start with your own.
Ooh.
You sniff those for a while. Sniff a pair of those. Maybe put a pair in. If you want a stuff, too, you want somebody to think you have a bigger dick than you actually have, you put a pair in your own pair of panties, and it'll look good. Yeah, but you can start with your own, sniff on those for a bit, and then you move on to, you know, breaking into people's homes, and you can sniff their mini pair.
Mm.
So I think that's all I got on that one. That's
interesting. So let me
let's go to the next question. I think I answered that one pretty sufficiently.
Yeah, that was legit. So would you say your favorite fruit in the Fruit of the Loom is pears?
Oh yeah, you know what? That's a really good thing. That's something I wrote them about several times, because you see their commercial Fruit of the Loom. They got the grapes.
Yeah, pear up front, right?
They got a weird like wintergreen leaf in there too. Mm-hmm. They don't have no pear, no pear. Hey, you don't want to put. I'll tell you this right now, from experience, do not put grapes in your pants if you're trying to make your stuff look a little bigger.
Oh yeah,
people think you're all balls, and they think you got many balls too. It is not a fun thing.
Yeah, yeah. Your dick looks like it was wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah,
bubble wrap foreskin.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you don't want nobody popping them balls, that's for sure. It ain't a fun time for either party in that scenario. Fruit of the Loom is one thing that I've been trying to talk to for a while, where I'm like, just get some pears involved. I don't get how y'all don't understand this. Put a pear in there, because a pear look good in front, and it's also a pair of undies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how y'all picked apples.
Yeah.
Apples. I guess if you hold your tongue and say apples, sounds like assholes. I remember doing that when I was a kid. And so technically your asshole is covered by a pair of Fruit of the Loom, but grapes, I don't know where you got them from. Yeah.
And children holding their tongues.
Yeah. Don't even bring children into it. I mean, that's the biggest mistake you can do.
I hear you, buddy.
All
right.
You know what? Let's go to the next question.
Yeah, next
it obsessed
question?
Me too much with Fruit of the Loom kind of stuff.
Well, I'm sorry there, apparently.
Hey, no, that's all right. It's got to come up. You know what? Sometimes it comes out. It's good to cover over here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not to cover over here.
All right. This next one, we got Deborah in Cincinnati.
Deborah,
and she go, hey, Mr. Repairman, I'm trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. You got any suggestions?
Where's she from?
Cincinnati,
Deborah. She all right. She's trying to figure out what she wants to be when she grow up.
Yeah.
Damn. She. You know, I'll give her props for even writing in. That's a smart young little girl right there. I'll tell you that, Deborah. Good for you. First off. Second, here's the thing. You can't really become a pair. So that's off the table, which is unfortunate. But I mean, I guess after that, after saying maybe become a pear, you could be a pear for Halloween. You could dress as a pear. That's not something to be when you grow up. No, nobody hires pears. Like, that goes back to the Fruit of the Loom talk. They don't even hire you for commercial with that. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could become a pear, a trooper. You could do that. That would be nice, you know. And you know what? You may end up at points hanging from a tree, which is something that pears do.
Ooh,
which
no
is nice.
Say.
You could be like a pear in essence. And you know what? If everything that goes horribly wrong, you could get paralyzed and you could become a vegetable. You know what? And vegetables are right next to fruits. Mm-hmm. And that's what a pear is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty damn close too. And in that scenario as well, if you become a vegetable and you fall from that tree and you break your spine, the first and only people you're going to see is going to be the paramedics.
Mm.
So you know what? Become a paratrooper. You're going to see a lot of pear of stuff.
Yeah.
In that scenario. So you know what? Just try to be a paratrooper. And if you're afraid of heights, you could just become the paramedic and stay on the ground.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. Hey,
repairman. Did I ever tell you about? I had this idea to keep kids off drugs.
Mm.
I want to pitch this program called Pear.
Yeah, tell me.
It's called Pear. Where you just give kids pear instead of drugs, and you're just like, eat this pear instead of eating that drugs.
Holy no. shit. Yeah. You know what? That's the fucking greatest goddamn fucking idea I've ever heard. Y'all don't know how to... Y'all trying to figure out how to keep your kids off drugs. It's pear. Keep your kids off drugs.
P.
You spell it however you want, honestly.
P-E-A.
If you spell it P-A-R-E, you could just cut their hair every time they don't eat a pear. How about that? You pair their hair, and that's how it is. Or you spell it P-A-I-R, and Ooh. Every time they smoke a drug or inject a drug or anally insert a drug, you give them a pair of pears.
Pair of ass whoopings.
Or pair of, you know what? That's a good one. That's what. Yeah. See, this is why we pick each other. Be on it. You give them a pair of ass whoopings. But then the most obvious reason, if you spell it P-E-A-R,
yeah,
you just give them a pair.
Mm-hmm.
If that don't, you share a pair, and that don't repair your relationship with your kid when he and she on drugs. I don't know what you're doing with your life. You got to figure that out for your own self. I'd say that.
I agree.
I think that's a good ass idea. You need to start going to more schools. I know you got to... Right, I'll go to the schools. You ain't allowed to go to them anymore.
No,
so
no.
We'll figure that out. But hey, middle schools, keep an eye out for me because Repairman's about to be the Repairman. That's all I got for that. But I'll see you guys later. I think that's all the time we got for tonight. What do you got anything else?
I like pears.
Yeah.
My name Pear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my pear.
Okay. Yeah. That's how we going. We good.
Yeah, so that's the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's nice. Like, it's fun, but honestly, I don't know.
That one guy's accent kept changing.
Yeah. Well, it's very weird in the sense that, like, I don't want to talk shit about him because... Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy.
You know what? Here's the nice thing, though, is I don't think he owns a pair of headphones.
Ooh, yeah.
So I don't think he listens to this.
No.
But one no joke guy.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know. But
it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Hey,
he's not as versatile as us.
No. So that one technically was not one of my other podcasts, but I produced it.
Yeah.
And you got on board like on the third episode.
Yeah, I put my name on it.
But then immediately took your name off.
I did, yeah.
Which is understandable.
Scrubbed it.
But scrubbed it like cleaning a pear.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, but there's no reason to call me a name like that.
And
pear.
Yeah. So you know, it's interesting the ways that he found solutions with pears.
Yeah.
Is very.
I never
innovative.
Would have thought any of those. Honestly. Yeah.
Pear, keep your kids off drugs, I think, is actually still a program that's working. He's not allowed to teach it anymore, but he gets royalties every time they do it. Yeah. So. So that's pretty nice. But I actually have one. I have one that I did that was like super personal to me.
Okay.
And I would record myself every time I would go to the doctor and I would tell him about some of my symptoms.
Mm.
And it was called I've Got a Feeling.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
my wife.
So yeah, I would just go and record
any of the symptoms or feelings I was having to my doctor, and then he would, you know, try to guess what was happening.
Nice.
But so it was like I would show up to the doctor's office, and I'd be like, "I got a feeling." It's like a heavy migraine in the lower back part of my brain. It seems to only happen like immediately after I ejaculate. Do you have any ideas of what that could be? And then the problem is I would never record what he said.
Oh, yeah.
So I just have a lot of questions mostly, but then it was like, you know, I'd be like, I got a feeling. It's like this small lump on the base of my human male penis that it's not always hard, but sometimes it is, and it just freaks me out. And I got a feeling that it's like it just gives me like an intense anxiety that I'm gonna have my human male penis amputated, and I got a feeling that it might actually be a tumor. So it's kind of freaking me out quite a bit. And you know, I also I got a feeling it feels like someone is like stabbing me in the ear with a needle every time I'm inside of a parking structure. And so I don't know if it has something to do with what they put in there to make sure birds don't come in. I don't know if I'm hearing like different frequencies, but I got a feeling that I can hear like different frequencies of, you know, sound that other people can't. I'm not saying that I have the ears of a dog, but it feels like that sometimes. It feels like every time I go into a parking structure, there's like a dog whistle, you know, going off, and it doesn't feel nice. And so, you know, mostly after any of these feelings, the way that I've been dealing with it is I've been self-medicating with Drake. And yeah, so that's
well, I can think of one reason why you had to pay so much fucking royalties to play that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why that one ended.
That fucking trip must have cost you fucking 100 grand.
Yeah. It cost me way too much.
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling that they were not fans of me using their songs without permission.
Guys, can we, you know, try to sort this out? Can I
settle this over a
That one's fucking great. That is so good. Drink.
That's one of the like throw lines in the back where he says something.
Oh, you wanna? Oh, you wanna? Drink. Well,
you got to get in line behind. What about five homos?
Oh, Lordy Lou, that's it.
Magnum opus.
I got a feeling that could get us into a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's a fun idea, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I need to start recording what the doctor, you know, says that they are, or diagnoses me with, you know. But, yeah, so those were just a couple. I'll play some more at a certain point, but I got a feeling that it's time for a commercial break. Yeah. Real quick. So we're going to take a quick 60 seconds of Kids Bop 4.
You can't stop the bop, 'cause it's banging down your door. It's Kids Bop 4. Two CDs packed with some of today's biggest songs sung for kids by kids. You can't get this 30-track 2-CD collection in any store. Get your summer sizzling with the super cool sounds of Kids Bop 4. You can order online at musicspacekids.com. I do anything. Get on your feet and feel the beat with Kids Bop 4. To order, call the number on your screen or log on to musicspacekids.com. You must be 18 or older to call or log on.
Yo, please, bop some kids for me.
Yeah, please.
You know what I'm saying? Don't take that as an innuendo.
Bop also until they drop.
Yeah, please. And what is the, what's that, little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest? Picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Something like that. It doesn't even rhyme.
No.
What a shit.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah.
Little bunny foo-foo hopping through the horse. Huh. Yeah. Picking up the field mice and bopping them on the heads. Kids bopping them on the head.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Did it again.
That was almost as bad
as the... Him and her got it on. Woo! Yeah.
Not as good. Also not very good.
Yeah. All right, last you guys, episode when I hit that.
This is the last. This curve. Also is our last episode.
Two episodes.
Yeah. All right, you guys.
That is so stinky fart.
We're going to close out now because it's getting a little stinky in here. And,
I'm going to collapse soon.
Yeah, we're at that part of the episode that you know it and we blow it.
Oh, yeah.
It's name that episode, you guys. And...
Hey, we wrote stuff down this time,
I think
Look at us getting better at this.
You usually have it on point, and I just don't ever have shit.
Not but, really. Only took us a whole fucking year.
yeah, completely. Yeah. I got a couple things written down that I'm excited about. What do you got?
I got, when we were talking about the conjunction junction, what's your function?
Okay.
Conjunction app, dating app. Soiler alert. I like that. That
like
was
that,
funny.
Yeah.
I liked, I don't know how you could make a poster out of this, but when you said future.
Like, oh, future.
Yeah.
Future.
My name is Future.
I don't know if I'd be,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to do anything visually with that. Yeah.
Or
I like it though.
Yeah. Or I liked, business cardinal sin. I like
Ooh,
that.
Okay.
I enjoyed that one.
Oh, I like that.
You know what else I like? Damn it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I took the soundboard away too quick.
It's okay. It's okay. No, I don't know. We don't need it. We're wrapping up.
Okay, all right.
We're wrapping up.
You know what I
like? Well, you want to find out? You got to get in line behind what? Yeah. About five homos?
Yeah, right. Just...
Nailed it.
We know the soundboard well enough. Yeah. Well, okay. I think I have three technically.
Okay.
I'm going to save my favorite for the last, but I've got a What's Up Doc, D-O-C-K, mm-hmm. D-O-C-K Hamilton. And
ooh, nice.
Or D-O, Lewis D-O-C-K.
Yeah.
And
he
then
makes you look at his D-I-C-K.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes you watch what comes out of his D-I-C-K.
Yeah.
And then I've got Rock and Roll Call.
Yeah.
But then I've got during I wish we could do that. If there was a way of figuring out how to make that happen visually.
If we could like make a shirt that I don't know. Yeah, there was a button, and you could just.
They have
push
shirts
it.
Like that.
Yeah, like a greeting card shirt.
Like Kohl's sells them and shit. It's like stuff
fuck
like
it!
That.
I take it all back.
And you push it, and it's like,
yeah,
I'm a rock and roll kid.
But it would like play like a GIF of the guy, and be like, dude. Like,
oh, like a visual too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask for.
That's
I think
an expensive shirt. Get on it, Kanye.
Come on. Yeah. Don't, Kanye.
Yeah.
He's just start stealing our shit.
Yeah.
He also listens to this, by the way, you guys. So
you know.
But then I have one that was from Like a Doc,
mm-hmm.
where there was this big rant where I was like, "Great doc, get at me! Will someone buy this doc? I'm trying to save my family." And then there's a lot more that's said.
Yeah,
and I think maybe "Great Doc, Get at Me" should be the title.
Okay,
and then I'll make a classified ad that says the rest of it on there.
I like that.
The last rants of a desperate man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. I think that could be good.
Unload this doc.
Yeah. So I think I don't know. I like Business Cardinal Sin though.
Yeah,
too.
I like that one too.
All right. I think I want to go with Great Doc. I want to make that one happen. That one's in my
Let's
head to make it happen. So I'm going to do that one, you guys.
Yeah, sister.
Great Doc, Get at Me
mm-hmm.
is the name of this one. Or maybe just Great Doc so that I don't have to cut anything out when I post it on fucking Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it, you guys. As per usual, I apologize for everything. And I also thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You guys are still holding strong after a fucking year, and that's nice to the ones that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. Check me out online at Jacob Allen Kuban. I don't post that much. Instagram, I post the most. Follow me or friend me on Facebook, and then you can actually like creep on me real hard and see some real old high school pictures and
ooh,
shit. You know,
okay.
get real weird with it if you want. But Twitter, there's like nothing real neat to see aside from shitty jokes that I posted a long, long time ago. Instagram is fun. Check that out. Go to House Sadness, at House Sadness on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You know what? Instagram is just the one. Just do that one.
It's a good one.
check out all the waveform clips that I make for the previews. I've got a fucking horse girl cork board. I got the fucking bar top.
Ooh.
Appetizer snacks and spilled beer. I've got the fucking workshop hand cut off.
Mm-hmm. Remember that time I spilled that beer at B-Dubs?
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking rough.
That was a super fun one to watch, yeah, too, because it was like one of those ones you went to grab and you're like, pinky hit it, but then you tried to save it and it popped back and
shattered.
Shattered all fucking over. Shattered over the floor.
Yeah. I felt like a goddamn fool.
Yeah. We didn't even order food yet either.
No.
And we were sitting in at my table.
Yeah, that was a good table.
This motherfucker's making a fool of me. Yeah. But we got a
company, more like chumpany.
Yeah, hey, right? That's what I was saying. Bitch. That's what my buddy said that works there. He was like,
"What is this fucking jump?
Company, more like chumpany. Yeah. Come on, get your shit right. Get your dick right.
Yeah,
it's more like it."
Mm-hmm.
We got the Ransom Note one. Check that out.
Good one.
And then just the brand spanking new one. Bathroom Stall Glory Hole. My own teeth and tongue.
Yeah.
Locked in. Check the drip out. That one's pretty neat. Yeah, that's all. Go to moistjunk.com, buy some shit. That'll be fun. I don't know when this is going to be posted. I probably should have talked about it last time. A lot of giveaway shit for the Deggie draft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the draft's this weekend, I think.
Is it?
Or it's coming up.
Yeah, it's the 26th.
Yeah, that's
so this podcast is already done.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get drafted... You didn't get free shit, but you could still get free shit. You could also get cheap shit. Use the code FARTCAST to get 15% off your whole order, or hit us up make a review on iTunes or Google Play, I'll send you a free koozie and probably a bunch of other shit, because I'll be doing it when I'm drunk and I feel real. I'm you know what? I give away shit when I'm not drunk, but when I'm drunk, I'll give you some weird random shit. You may end up with a pair of my used panties.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sniff that, Japan.
Fingers crossed.
Stinkers crossed. Yeah. But what do you got, Casey? I've been talking for way too long.
I had a burp trapped in my chest. Now it's gone, so I feel a lot better.
Exercise the demons. Yes.
Casey_Sutter, all lowercase. I don't post anything because I hate Twitter and I hate social media. It's a cancer. Just respect my privacy. If you want to say nice things to me,
that would be neat.
That'd be cool. But otherwise, just leave me alone, please.
What about if you were having sex with a girl and she was either fucking you or blowing you, and then right when you were like, I think I'm gonna come, and then she just goes, exercise the semen.
Ooh.
And then
she gets up and starts lifting weights, and I gotta come on her.
Yeah,
she's doing curls.
She makes you. She throws a fucking barbell on you. Yeah. And she makes you do.
Oh yeah.
She's like
squat thrust.
Yeah, that'd be good. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Leave us alone.
I like it.
Don't leave us alone. It's nice. So just leave Casey alone. I'm gay.
And here I stand. Falls. I remember you weren't that bad. Get me out of my clothes. Hope I don't make a sound. You hope that nobody knows. Get me out of the rain. You get me out of my clothes. Hope I don't make a sound. You hope that no one.